welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 28th. You'll be interested to know, 95 years ago, today in 1930, the Turkish city of Istanbul, originally built as Byzantium, around 657 before the Common Era, was renamed Constantinople in the 4th century, after Emperor Constantine the Great established it as his capital and officially adopted its current name. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 7 to 9 plus feet throughout the morning, offering solid conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 6 mile per hour, which may create some bumps as the day progresses. Overall, a decent morning for those looking to catch some waves. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 6 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 5.5 foot at 9 a.m., with a minus a half foot low tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday will experience choppy conditions with winds consistently around 8 to 11 mile per hour. The wind shift from offshore to onshore, particularly impacting afternoon surf quality. Wave heights will fluctuate from 3 to 8 feet on Saturday, tapering to 2 to 3 feet by Monday, with mornings remaining more favorable before the winds exacerbate choppiness in the afternoon. Overall, expect challenging surf conditions. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 57 degrees, with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:08, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:39. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle before 11 a.m., then it should become partly sunny, with a high near 63, accompanied by a gentle west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with more patchy drizzle after 11 p.m., a low of 53, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Saturday with a high near 64 and a slight chance of drizzle early. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low 50s. Sunday and Monday continue mostly cloudy with highs around 64 and 67, respectively. Nighttime lows will remain in the low to mid 50s. Tuesday stays mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, federal agents executed a search warrant at a business in unincorporated El Cajon on Thursday, suspected of employing undocumented immigrants. Law enforcement officers were seen in the area near Airport Drive and Magnolia Avenue. The operation targeted a company called Powder and Protective Coatings. Investigators alleged the business knowingly hired undocumented workers using fraudulent documents. During the operation, approximately 20 individuals were taken into custody, while others were questioned for hours. U.S. Representative Sarah Jacobs is seeking information from federal agencies to ensure due process is upheld. Now on to sports. In a thrilling Sweet 16 matchup, the number 3, Texas Tech Red Raiders, staged a remarkable comeback against the number 10, Arkansas Razorbacks, winning 85-83 in overtime. After trailing by 16 points with 10 minutes remaining, Texas Tech executed the second-largest comeback in Sweet 16 history. Despite struggles from beyond the arc, hitting only 3 out of 18 in the first half, they rallied with a late surge. Darian Williams hit a crucial 3-pointer to tie the game and then scored the go-ahead bucket in overtime. Texas Tech now advances to the Elite Eight, facing number 1 seed Florida on Saturday. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco, the Padres impressed with a 7-4 win over the Braves. Gavin Sheets' tying homer sparked the Friars' seventh-inning rally, and Jackson Merrill drove in 4 runs, sealing the victory. Tonight, the Friars face the Braves again at Petco Park at 6:40. Dylan Cease takes the mound for the Padres. Last night, the Lakers fell to the Bulls, 117-119, at the United Center. Austin Reeves led the team with 30 points, while LeBron James contributed a double-double with 17 points and 12 assists. The Lakers shot 63.6% from the field, but struggled from three-point range. The Lakers' record now stands at 44-28, placing them in first place. Tomorrow night, the Lakers face the Grizzlies, who are also at 44-28, at the FedEx Forum. Tip-off is at 5. Tonight, the Kings fell to the Avalanche 4-0 in Denver. Martin Nikas led Colorado with 2 goals and an assist. Despite valiant efforts, LA couldn't find the back of the net. The Kings are now 40-22-9, while the Avalanche improved to 45-25-3. Tomorrow afternoon, the Kings at 40-22-6 host the formidable Maple Leafs in the City of Angels. Adrian Kempe's 39 goals power LA, who are ready to bounce back. In top news, soda is still a staple in American culture, now rebranded with new flavors and slogans. A recent Super Bowl advertisement humorously depicts various people struggling with the decision to drink soda, ironically showcasing poppy as the solution. This beverage, containing significantly less sugar than traditional soda, aims to attract health-conscious consumers. Despite claims of being healthier, experts warn that these drinks still fall under the category of sugar-sweetened beverages. With sales exceeding $500 million in 2024, Poppi's recent acquisition by PepsiCo signals that the soda industry is evolving, even amidst ongoing health debates. In business news, at a recent event in Shenzhen, China, hundreds of factory owners explored alternatives to the irreplaceable U.S. market amid rising tariffs. Presenters shared insights on selling to Russia, where demand for affordable goods like nightlights and educational toys is growing. However, many manufacturers expressed anxiety about their future as the U.S. market becomes increasingly difficult to access. Some are eyeing Southeast Asia or relocating to countries like Cambodia to bypass tariffs. Yet, trade dynamics remain uncertain, with potential reciprocal tariffs looming. For many, losing the U.S. market feels like the end of a romantic relationship that fueled their growth. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at just over $86,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $1,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 0.5% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI has announced a significant enhancement to its AI system, GPT-4o, which now generates more realistic images and comprehensible text. This updated version replaces DALL-E 3 as the default image generator for ChatGPT, now accessible to users across various tiers. After a year of training with over 100 human workers, the refined model can create not only lifelike images, but also company logos and slide decks. Despite its advancements, challenges remain, as demonstrated by its occasional inaccuracies. OpenAI emphasizes its commitment to respecting artists' rights regarding image generation. And in entertainment news, the cast for the upcoming film Avengers: Doomsday has been officially announced, featuring a remarkable reunion of X-Men stars. Joining Robert Downey Jr. as Victor Von Doom, also known as Dr. Doom, are Chris Hemsworth, Paul Rudd, Vanessa Kirby, and many others, all confirmed during a live stream event. The biggest news includes the return of Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, and Alan Cumming from the original X-Men franchise, along with Channing Tatum reprising his role as Gambit. Directed by Joe and Anthony Russo, Avengers: Doomsday is set to premiere on May 1, 2026, while Avengers: Secret Wars follows on May 7, 2027. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American baseball player and civil rights activist, Jackie Robinson. And he said, "A life is not important except in the impact it has on other lives." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.